a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Almaz Show.
State Senator Keldo Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Welcome Monday night, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education, 855-752-4842. It's a special Monday, Johnny Lupinacci.
Oh, boy, is it ever, Tim. I mean, we are here, you know, together. In person, doing the show side by side. I mean, usually we're over our computers and our offices are in our remote studios, but so this is special.
Yeah, so we put this out last week. What have Tim and Johnny never done before together? We have never done the show before together in person over the last 4.5 years. This is the absolute first time Johnny and I, we met yesterday in the Chicago airport for the first time 4.5 years. So we put that out there. Nobody won the free t-shirt.
I mean, technically that was low-hanging fruit because we technically have done nothing together.
Nothing together.
In real life, in person. I mean, I originally came on the show, Tim. It was right as COVID was happening. And so I was a guest. And then it was remote from then on, and you and I sort of co-hosted since then. And so now here we are together.
Together.
Live, because there's a special thing happening.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Minocqua Brewing Company will be there. We will be at the Minocqua Brewing Company for a live show at the Tap Room in Madison. Busted Pencils. Yeah, April 30th. That's Tuesday. We will be there. So come on out. Live broadcast show.
We want to see you there.
Yeah, we want to see you at the show. But you know what? Yeah, Johnny, we did not give away the free T-shirt. And that is interesting. As you said, low-hanging fruit. We've never done anything together.
So the answer would have been literally anything.
You guys could have said, Tim and Johnny, you've done nothing together.
Right.
Truly, because we have truly only seen each other through the computer interface over the last 4.5 years. So it is amazing, though, to see you finally, to meet you. And here we are in the Civic Media headquarters in Madison, right off of State Street, in person, man.
I know. It's really special. So if you can, come out and join us at Minocqua Brewing Company, because Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end its parasitic voucher system that hurts public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out Minocqua Brewing Company .com to see where you can buy their progressive beer. And I'll tell you what, Tim, I had a progressive beer, and it was delicious.
It was good. I tell you what. So, and we know where you can buy them tomorrow at the Minocqua Brewing Tap Room.
If you're there, come see with us and the good educators and the people who are defending democracy here in Madison, Wisconsin. It's great to be around everybody.
I may even bring some pencils for people to bust while they're there. You get to bring, you know, number two pencils, bust them at Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room in Madison tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. Come on out, be there, meet Tim and Johnny. And yeah, you could be like, I got to see Tim and Johnny the very first time they got to see each other.
And it's a special night too, because we got Luke on the boards.
Yes.
And Luke was the producer.
Luke was the original producer when you joined the show.
Yeah, that's my day one back there on the boards. So
what's up, boys?
There he is.
Glad to be with you here.
Man,
it's a regular old party up here.
What do you think, Luke, seeing us together for the first time?
Man, this takes me back, Tim. It's been a while since I've seen you. And never before the two of you in one place like this. We may be messing with something here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The universe may do something. Who knows? Busted Pencils, fully leaded education.
You guys
talk.
Aren't the ones that's bringing the former president to the state later this week, are you?
No, sir. No, sir. Don't put that on us.
No, man, come on. 855-752-4842. Who's going to be the first caller to call Tim and Johnny Busted Pencils while they're finally together in the studio in Madison, Civic Media headquarters, right on State Street? Yeah, you can come out there. We want to see somebody out at the window down there, you know, kind of wave up to us. We'll show you a wave. It's Busted Pencils. Yeah, we're going to do the show. So, Johnny, excitement. We know tomorrow night, but guess what? Back to the Busting Pencils. It is education. We were covering this topic last week. Historic Title IX passed.
Yeah.
All right. And we talked about, what did the new Title IX do? It said all of those students who are already in your schools, we have to accept, we have to include all of our brothers and sisters, regardless. It got turned into, well, now girls can't go to the bathroom alone. You know, and there's going to be boys in the girls' bathroom. No. It's very inclusive, the whole idea. Gender, yes. We are going to acknowledge and include gender-identifying students if they have different. We're going to LGBTQ+ community. We're going to identify and include and not discriminate against. Well,
it's like Title IX clarified. Title IX, you know, 2.0, long overdue, but clarified for, you know what, Tim, what I love about this? Clarified for what this up-and-coming generation is saying. Hey, we are a diverse group of people. We want to be able to share space together. We'd like to be able to feel safe. We, by and large, don't. And so how can we make this a little bit easier for policymakers, for our schools, for the businesses that we go to? So this is really, you know, an important clarification that came through.
Mm-hmm.
But like most important clarifications, for some reason, and I guess I'm using the sarcasm tonight, Tim. I'm wearing the sarcasm.
Good.
For some reason, right, it was picked up and purported in ways that really distorted it, you know, and not to be shocked, conservatives are up in arms over this clarified Title IX.
Yep, because here it is. Headline, Monday, K-12 dive. Leaders in conservative states advise their districts to disregard the new Title IX rule. And from the article, conservative states are directing districts to disregard the U.S. Department of Education Title IX rule finalized in April 19th. At least five states, Louisiana, Montana, Florida, Oklahoma, and South Carolina, so far have recommended that all districts in those states change their do not change their anti-sex discrimination policies in response to the new rules. Because you know why, Johnny? It will break state law because, remember, prior to this, we had all of the anti-woke bills. And so the don't say gay bills, well, that's law now. And so if you're going to enforce Title IX, you're going to break state law is the argument here.
Oh, because my goodness.
Because we have discriminatory state law. We got to uphold discriminatory state law so that you can – it's like, so I'm going to follow the law to break the federal law, and this is good for who?
Well, it sure seems like a big government versus small government debacle. And you know what? This is one of the times where I think it's important for, you know, our federal policy, you know, this Title IX, to really rally around states. You got to kind of fall in line on this one. You can go ahead and pass these bills, but we've seen in court cases that have gone all the way up to state Supreme Court that these exclusionary bills that have been passed aren't holding up in court.
Right.
So I'm usually much more cynical about the system, Tim, but I'm actually hopeful in this context.
Well, and so the question is, so if I'm in a state or a school district or, you know, and even people right now, you know, in Wisconsin going, like, I know we've heard that, you know, we're not going to abide by that new Title IX. What happens if schools do not comply with Title IX? Well, an education spokesperson said in a statement that, guess what? Schools must comply with the final regulations as a condition of receiving their federal funds. So the money, and we talk about this, guess what? Your public schools are already hurting for the inappropriate funding that the states are already giving them. In fact, the defunding that the states have already leveled on our local public schools. And now they're saying, hey, the federal money that comes in, we're going to put that money in jeopardy now because we're going to actually, let's call this what this really means, which is going to be, we're going to enforce discrimination, exclusion, bullying, harming people. We're going, you know, and we're not going to get money by doing really harmful, hurtful things to our children.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sad to read that districts are being advised in these states to not follow, you know, sex discrimination policies. I mean, but that is important to note. That's kind of the state of things right now. There is really not an in-between. Again, we said it last week when we talked about this. You either support safety and inclusion in our communities, or you're a person who advocates for violence against, you know, the members of our families, the members of our communities, the students that go to our school, the people that work in them, all, you know, general public. It's, you know, you're either in a politics of hatred or a politics of empathy and understanding. And you know, I hear it all the time. I hear, I don't care about your feelings. I think we had a superintendent in Oklahoma saying he didn't care about students' feelings.
Right.
Right. And so somehow it's become cool to not care about how people feel. But there's nothing cool about that, and I'm making light of it, but it's actually really serious, right? Because it shouldn't come down to a matter of those kinds of political opinions when we have on fact, and this, you know, these new sex discrimination policies, the anti-sexual discrimination policies, are based on not only science, and I hate to lean on that, but just on general well-being,
just on general humanity.
Yeah, they're not even imposing anything other than, hey, how do we make it safer and more inclusive for everybody to participate? That means participate in the economy. That means participate in our schools. So this isn't just about schools and classrooms and children. This is about our local businesses. This is about all, like Friday Night Football. Tim, you love to talk about Friday Night Football. Who's included in that whole process?
You name it, right? Who's there? Well, and so Title IX, here it is. So we're not going to comply, we're not going to include. So according to some of these states, we would love to know if what you're hearing, do the districts that you are out there with, you know, if you're out there and you know, or you say, we would actually love to hear about districts who are already doing the inclusion.
Yeah, and let's go on a little bit of a tangent too. You know, if you're out there listening, you know, I would like to see more consistency from opposition in this, because I get it. If you're a person out there who said, you know what, I don't like federal government's involvement in these local things, because the federal government is doing the sort of Daddy Warbucks thing and saying, if you're not following the rules, you're not getting your allowance, you're not getting your money. So, you know, I get that opposition. We'd like to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Let's keep chopping it up.
Yeah, chop it up. 855-752-BUSTED-PENCILS. It's fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Title IX, inclusion, humanity. No, not in our state. No way, man. We want to hurt. We want to harm people.
There's that sarcasm.
Yeah, I know. But it's Busted Pencils. Next, what about pregnancy? We'll see.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
You won't want to miss this. Wisconsin Arts West kicks off its 45th year. The exhibition showcases artists and students with a diverse range of talents and creativity. There's something for everyone to enjoy. Running May 7th through the 20th at L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library on Eau Claire Street in Eau Claire. If food is more your fancy, Food Truck Fridays are back. Starting Friday, May 10th, head over to the Chippewa Valley Mazda parking lot in Chippewa Falls, where you'll find all kinds of trucks offering all types of delicious goodness. Get lunch from 11 to 2 every Friday through September. And it's a double header of action on four wheels at the Spring Thaw Derby Brawl. Catch two games of hard-hitting roller derby action on Saturday, May 11th. It starts at 3 p.m. at Hobbs Ice Arena on Menominee Street in Eau Claire. Enjoy! And until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
There it is. Rise Against, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. There are fighters here anymore. Right here, Tim and Johnny, Busted Pencils, Civic Media Headquarters, face-to-face, first time. Here we are, producer Luke on the boards. Title IX, yeah, guess what? Title IX, inclusion. Hey, humanity, let's be good to our neighbors. No, 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 no. L.A. Tom, our friend L.A. Tom has something to say. L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend? Tom, you there, man? I can't hear you. L.A. Tom, we'll figure him out here in a second.
We'll figure it out and get him on. He's
L.A. Tom, on hold, but we'll get him back. So, yeah, Johnny, the inclusion, you know, is actually, so if you're particularly Florida, guess who would have thought Florida would say, yeah, we're not going to uphold humanity. We're not going to include or uphold inclusion. We're going to continue to mandate bullying, let's be honest, mandate harm, because this really does, this causes harm. And, you know, to make matters worse now too, guess what? Now pregnancy accommodations are now being sued by 17 states are saying, you know what? The agencies recently promulgated pregnancy accommodation rules. Yeah, those are a problem. We do not want to accommodate people who are pregnant. This is where we're at. It's 2024, And we are literally hearing 17 states now saying accommodations for people who are pregnant. Yeah, we don't want that. We're going to sue that. I see right now, though, too, we do have...
We got a caller.
One other caller right now, seeing who we are. Yeah, check it out, man. We'd love to have you on the show. Caller, what's happening? What's your name? There they are. Caller, caller.
Yeah, we got L.A. Tom calling us back.
Hey, it's L.A. Tom.
Hopefully we got the connection revived.
L.A. Tom, what's happening, our friend?
Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. We must never forget that. And as far as Title IX goes, I mean, what a great thing that we have some – we're becoming more of a humanist society. And maybe that's what we need. Maybe we need to be more humanist and not look at people – in terms of their sex, their sexual orientation, their sexual identity, you know, the color of their skin. Maybe we just need to look at people as people, you know, and start looking at people as we all bleed the same red blood. That would be a really great way to start, I would think. And this notion of this whole idea of you know, males getting into women's locker rooms and all this kind of stuff. You know what? I'm sorry. That's a white, straight, male predator type of fantasy, I think. You know, and I don't think you have to worry about that because most people that are trans are actually afraid to actually, you know, go in the bathroom because we've had, not that I'm trans, but because I'm gay, we've always had that fear of you know, getting beat up, basically. So I don't think you have to worry about anybody, you know, gonna try to mess with anybody unless you're a straight white male and you know, you're that type of predator. So yeah, I'm so happy that we're moving towards a humanist approach. I honestly have been using more of the they, them pronouns, just because of the fact that honestly, I think it's very, very good for women. When there's so many names like Jordan and, Frankie and, all these different names that could go for men or women. And I know when I do, like, when I call on a call center or whatever it is, I say they or them because sometimes I don't know. And you know what? It's just nice to be able to have it. And I think also when it comes to job applications, people aren't going to know if they're male or female immediately. And I think that's a good thing because now you are actually judging people on their character and their grades and all of these different things and not on whether they're a male or a female. So yeah, I've done a lot of, I would say progression on this. At first I was like, I don't know if the pronoun thing makes sense to me. But the more and more that I've actually kind of bounced it off different things and have used it a couple different times, it is pretty cool. It's pretty cool because it's just looking at people as human beings.
Tom, you said something, though, too, in which I think, and I've heard people say, you know, it's like, well, it doesn't make sense to me. And I've heard that people, you know, say it's like, I don't get it. It doesn't make sense to me. And you're like, okay, but it doesn't have to make sense to you. It's not about you. You know, it's not my uncomfortability that's the issue here. It's the inclusion of and then intentionally saying to other people, we are comfortable, we are welcoming. And so while, you know, I don't really like the way this people are throwing around, it's not about you. It's not about you, Johnny LeBron. Well, it's always about you, Johnny LeBron.
Yeah, man, and I mean, to this degree, I ask a question like, why? Like what, like really what's uncomfortable about it is different. That can be uncomfortable sometimes, right? So deal with it. Like, I mean, caller Tom, I'm not telling you to deal with it. It's like, it's really thoughtful and I appreciate you sharing that because we have listeners out there. You're listening. You might be saying, I'm thinking about this right now and I'm not sure where I fit into this, but you're thinking about it. And it's a wonderful example. Thank you, LA Tom, for sharing it that, you know, you were open enough to think about what was different about it. How did it, you know, where did you fall in what you wanted to change in your day-to-day life about this? And I think some of us, we've been there. We thought, like, this is different. You know, we were taught strict rules of grammar that are all wrapped up in some of these oppressions. So it sounded different. It felt different. It felt like I was writing incorrectly when I was writing that way. But that's the thing. You got to be open to change, especially when you're open to change that has been asked by people who are suffering at the hands of doing things the way they've always been done. So it's like, can we be
collectively a community that is open to change. And that's what I come to too. A lot of this opposition is really about, like we talked a little bit about, you know, this fear that maybe straight white men really put into these responses. But it's also just this selfishness that it means giving up a little bit. It means you can't control and be dominant in every space. Mm. It means that now, God forbid, you're sharing a bathroom with other people. And we talked about it the other day. We just walked past some porta-johns outside. And I thought, you know what? How long have these things been out here? And at every concert I'd ever been to, at every event, you know, they don't say like, this is the male porta-john, this is the female porta-john. You know, there's a battlegrounds over some things. It's really about giving up what you've controlled. And so, you know, people in power have a real hard time with that. But there's so many invitations to growth that there is an open invitation coming from most community members who have been excluded and are hurting in these situations, who are saying, hey, can you just think about doing this a little bit differently? And by golly, when we do it a little bit differently, we see the benefits in our schools, in our communities. And here we have this clarified Title IX saying, guess what? If you want federal funding, you got to do this differently. You got to understand that there's a real penalty to discriminating based on, you know, but you can't do sex discrimination.
Mm. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, live and in person, Civic Media
headquarters. Let's go.
Right here, State Street, 855-752-4842. Looking for you. Yeah, we want you to call because next, what do you see? Wonder if we're going to talk about guns again.
Oh, here we go.
We'll see what's coming
guns
up
next. Guns a-blazing.
We are not afraid to bear the burden of repeating what they're thinking anyway. Let's race.
Eagle 1490 AM.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Tearful testimony from one-time Trump administration communications advisor Hope Hicks in the criminal trial of her former boss on Friday. Criminal defense attorney Jeremy Salen says that she provided important details during questioning about the public image crisis Mr. Trump encountered in the lead-up to his 2016 election.
She absolutely connects the dots. She explains the urgency, and she understands and shares that story. It was a crisis that needed addressing immediately. She's a very valuable piece to raise that credibility up of Michael Cohen to tell the story.
Who made the hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Representative Henry Cuellar and his wife Imelda indicted. The Department of Justice alleges that the couple accepted $600,000 in bribes, charges that could land them in prison for decades if they're convicted. A new round of storms battering Texas, already facing catastrophic flooding from swollen rivers. And it's Kentucky Derby Day. 20 horses set to compete in this year's Run for the Roses. This is ABC News.
Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wrigley Field, the Cubs and Brewers, and Milwaukee comes out on top with a 3-1 win. Joe Ross, the winning pitcher, the crew laying down bunts, stealing bases, moving base runners, manager Pat Murphy suspended. So Ricky Weeks taking over was asked, were those his decisions?
Have you seen his play yet? And that's what we do. For our offense to really work, I think we got to be creative. And creativity comes with getting on base, maybe having a little bunt here or two, still a base here or there, but those guys in that clubhouse there, those are baseball players. So when you have that, you got a good chance of winning a baseball game at the end.
NFL Packers rookie minicamp underway in Green Bay. Last year, Alex Magoo was the number 3 starting quarterback. Today, he's listed as a wide receiver.
He spent a lot of time on the practice squad or on the scout team running receiver routes. So we felt like that might be his best chance here.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Corey Hartman with your La Crosse area weather forecast. Showers and thunderstorms for today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a high near 63. Clear tonight, low 40s. Sunshine and 69 for your Sunday. Breezy on Monday, winds around 30 out of the southeast. Sunshine and 75.
Currently, 53 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Earl Ingram.
Monday morning, join me as I stroll through memory lane and take in the sounds of the Motor City. It's Motown Mondays.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You can't feel the heat until you hold your hand over the flame.
The heat, you're feeling the heat around here.
Yeah, man, we're feeling the heat.
You're feeling the heat. It's Busted Pencils.
It's getting hot in here.
Fully leaded education talk. Educators talking education. Live Civic Media headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin, State Street. We're up here. Yeah, we're waving to you out there. You see that? You know, Johnny, that's what we do. It's Busted Pencils fully leaded.
All
yeah.
These students coming home from class.
All the students are coming home. 855-752. So we're talking about Title IX, the fact that Title IX, historic, you know, inclusion. I mean, we should say the historic part of the new updated regulations to Title IX was the inclusion of all these others that were have largely, for the most part, been on the fringe in susceptible to bullying. We now hear that, guess what? There are states that had kind of put in all the some form of a don't say gay law are now kind of coming back and going, but that'll be breaking state law because, you know, we made it a state law that you had to be a jerk and a bully. I mean, the language doesn't say it that way, but, you know, anytime you have a don't say gay bill, that really is saying we made it legal to bully and be a jerk. And so we don't want to apply the federal guidelines. We're not going to apply the federal guidelines. Okay, well, then you're going to lose federal funding.
It's a giant mantrum, right? That's what I call when grown men throw tantrums. Okay. It's a giant mantrum, and it's just saying, I can't change. I want my own bathroom.
It's about you, John. Well, as you pointed out, though, guess what? When you're at that concert and you got to pee, you don't care who comes out of that porta john, do you? As long as you're next.
Well, you know what? Unless I care about people doing harm to people, and that's the really sick part of this, is like, come on already. Like, this is a no-brainer. This is about being more inclusive in our community, and I know that word is triggering for the mantrum posse out there, right? It's causing that kind of panic, but really, we shouldn't have that kind of – it should be a no-brainer. And so should this other topic that I want to loop back around to.
Yeah, we got
to
come back.
Because, I mean, this was just –
We said we talked about the rule last Wednesday – Tennessee, after defeating statewide vouchers, the Republicans come back in the back door the next day and pass giving teachers guns in the name of safety. But like, they made it legal.
They weren't handing them out.
No, they didn't. They weren't, like, right. There wasn't a candy store.
It's not like free protection at Planned Parenthood.
But,
you know?
But made it legal in the state of Tennessee for teachers to conceal carry if they go through the right training. On Friday, we had Gloria Johnson, state representative from Tennessee, on the show.
True defender of democracy.
She's been down there dealing with the craziness.
Salt of the earth.
Former teacher. She's there. You know, she gives us the lay of the land, and over the weekend announces that, guess what? Because Governor Bill Lee signed it into law, so it's now legal. It's truly the law in Tennessee that teachers can conceal carry.
There's some special process they have to go through. There's a required extra training, and then district and building leaders have to approve it. So it's not just like you can, you know, you can just, you know,
yeah, you can't walk in with a gun in your pocket.
But still, just the fact that this is even, you know, legislation, that this is even, okay, bad idea from the go. So that came up last week.
That came up, but over the weekend, there were rallies. Again, democracy, right? Civil disobedience. Mm-hmm. Students and supporters who don't want, who've said, vote no on this silly bill, walked from Nashville to the governor's house in protest to say, dude, why are you signing this law? We as students, we as parents, we as teachers don't want guns in our schools. We don't want them. We had a teacher call us from Tennessee saying,
Larry,
if this, Larry,
what's
Tennessee,
good, my guy?
Tennessee bat calling us saying, look, if this happens, this may be one of the last straws for me. I might not go back.
And the cool part about what Larry called and shared, and I think there's a lot of us out there who, you know, who do fall in, and I wouldn't even call it a complicated, we can see the nuances and differences. You can be a supporter of right to bear arms. Mm-hmm. Like Larry called and he said, look, I own some guns. But I'll tell you what, I don't want them in my classroom.
Right there.
Yeah, I got Tim's breaking out the, you know, the OG guns.
Guns right there. Luke, look at Luke. Luke like that.
Luke's laughing.
Luke, it's my right to bear my arms, dude.
I know, see what you're doing. Very literal definition over there.
And again, it's just this oversimplification, right, to, you know, be just preposterous about this. You're either for or against. And you know what? If you're against it, then you're against our constitutional right. Hold on. Also in the Constitution, which we talked about with Gloria, which is really important because it's nonpartisan here on this, is that's including regulations.
This
is really just, you know, a platform to deregulate and to sadly sell more guns. It's like, dude, come on, man. Some places should be off limits, and at a minimum, let's have our child care facilities. That's part of what schools are. You know, it's a safe place for children to go. Let's not arm teachers in those spaces.
The simple science on this, there is not a single study that increases the likelihood of safety when you include a firearm in it.
Look, the studies actually show the opposite.
Yeah.
All right, so let's just see. Fact is a fact.
During the pandemic, the number one cause for childhood deaths was no longer car accidents.
It's now gun violence.
It's now gun violence.
Which is still true in this country. The number one. Thanks, Luke on the boards, for coming in hot.
I just have those weird random things that just sit back there.
It's not weird. It's sort of matter of fact when we're like this. Like, here we know the number one cause of children dying.
Our guns.
In this country is gun violence.
Right.
So you know what?
Let's bring them into school.
And this is the myth. And this is the part I feel bad about. You know, there are people manipulated in this. They, one, think, hey, our Second Amendment rights go away if we don't have this. This is a byproduct of that. That's not true.
Not true.
You can have regulation and still have right to bear arms. The other part is that there's a myth that my child will be safer, right,
if the teacher has a gun
or trained people in the school has guns. Also not true.
Not true.
Right? So bad idea from top to bottom.
All I can think of is there was this is purely anecdotal, but a teacher in my high school growing up was a foreign language teacher. Mm. He had some chocolates from a different land that had some alcohol in them.
Mm-hmm.
And those alcoholic chocolates got into by students, and there were some very upset parents.
I
can't imagine if you replace that adult chocolate with a firearm of how upset those parents would be, because less funny of a punchline when all of a sudden you swap those two out.
That's Luke, exactly that accent, we talked about it. In fact, Gloria Johnson pointed out that one of the issues that they have is that during an altercation, it's like, what happens with the gun? Is there a safe place to lock it so that they can then go attend to? So that, No. And so there's this whole ambiguity. So it kind of right now sounds like, so if you're a teacher and your gun isn't needed, you get to lay it on the desk and then go out into the hallway to see what's happening.
Unreal,
right?
And I'll even say, I'll extend it and to places where guns are highly prevalent and they're part of everyday life. And I'm not condoning that, but it's just a matter of fact that I've coached sports in places where people have their guns with them. And this became a problem. And one of the community solutions was, you know what? We're not going to have guns at these events. You can still come. Mm-hmm. There is this whole check-in safe gun locker thing, a partnership with, you know, law enforcement. Rarely do you hear me say a partnership with law enforcement. This is a great example of it.
There you go.
But they just had this whole thing. Instead of fight this, let's make this a no-gun space. Mm-hmm. And here's a safe way to – you can arrive to the event with your gun. There's a gun locker. There's mm-hmm. a whole safety check-in thing with an ID and a whole process. You know what? And it was a way – here we go. I'm going to loop back to the Title IX stuff. It was a way to be inclusive. Mm. It was a way to think about, hey, I actually would like there to be more regulation on guns, period.
Yeah.
But that's not going to resolve today. And I actually want all these families to come to the sporting event and encourage their kids, and I want kids to come. I also want them all to be safe. The only way we can ensure that is if we really have some regulation, local regulation, on the gun. Yes, we can even call it gun control. I know that's like a cuss word to the industry, but that's all it is. A little bit of control to be safer and more inclusive.
But I do have to point this out, and I don't know, Luke, you be the judge if this is funny or not.
Oh, because I get to judge? Kind of, this, I get to judge? Yeah,
the judge, right, the jury.
And you out there listening, 855-752-4842, love to hear from you. But I saw, you know, the reason we're bringing this up too is all over the Busted Media social media feeds, people have been dueling back and forth. And of course, there's somebody out there, you know, you bunch of liberal losers, you know, you're afraid to let guns, and teachers are the best people. And
come get these guns.
Yeah, there's
buddy.
Some guns right here. But somebody put down this one thing and go, so principals, if you're out there listening right now, I think if I were you, I might be one of the most vehemently opposed people to your classroom teachers concealing carrying. If you plan on going in and doing any observations of your teachers,
oh, geez.
If you're going to come in and go, I'm sorry, Mr. Mathers, are you packing today?
I mean,
because I've got something critical to say about your teaching, but I'm not going to tell you if you're carrying that gun. I was like, that's actually a brilliant point that somebody pointed out there. It's like, you do not want to introduce guns into this situation. No, I don't see any teachers violently taking out their principals. But again, the silliness.
Yeah.
There's just the silliness.
I mean, it's hard to even make light of this situation. And I thought you were going here with this, and I'm going to kind of tag it into it, is if you are a principal out there, and we know you're listening, right? If you're in Tennessee, you have the power to stop this in your school. And that's a really nice reality check, too. School leaders can make a world of difference. Mm-hmm.
Well, right? We heard that, actually, too. This is one of the things about the law, is you can refuse. And
yeah,
so Gloria Johnson. They can, and, in fact, schools were lining up right away last week saying, yeah, you know what, we're not participating. We're not going to have guns. And so this is where you see bold leadership. We need school leaders to step up and say, it might be legal, but not in our school, because families, when you come to school, you don't have to worry about whether or not a teacher or some staff member, if there's a gun laying around, if there's going to be an accident. There are not going to be any gun accidents in our school because we're not having guns come into our school. Easiest way to prevent gun violence, no guns. Luke, how, can you imagine that? You want to stop gun violence? No gun.
If the measure for how safe any nation was around the world was based on how many guns the citizenry had, we would be the safest nation in all of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, we're not.
That's right.
We don't get mad at me about that.
I'm not just mad at you.
No. I'm saying for anybody out there that's upset with that information,
it's a fact.
Don't get mad at me. That's just the truth.
Luke's just bringing some heat with the truth, man. We said
Luke's
got
the biggest guns. Yeah, here he is, for sure. So.
He's got the right to bear arms right there. He's got some bear awesome arms. 855-752-4842. Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Yeah, Tim and Johnny live, Civic Media headquarters.
And me and Madison. So we got to do some walking around in the good city of Madison. And I want to say, just to loop back, we don't have a lot of time to give to this tonight. But, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention this. All across our country, there are young people who are standing up and who are advocating against war. And I think that's really notable and important to, you know, we've talked about the complexity. Yeah. We have great guests coming on who are going to talk about how they teach about the conflict in Israel and Palestine. But what's really important is some great stuff coming from the ACLU to university campuses to say, hold on, civil disobedience, right? It's something we have to not only teach about, but we have to support in appropriate ways. So I got to walk around and see some amazing students who are protesting war, who are saying, you know, this is really complicated, but at the end of the day, right, a threat to justice anywhere is, you know, is a sanctioning of injustice everywhere, right? So I'm spinning that statement a little so I don't repeat the same thing all the time. But, you know, that's still happening across our country, and we hear you out there, listeners, who reach out and talk to us about that, right? So we have guests coming on, and you know what? There's some exciting stuff happening tomorrow.
It's tomorrow night,
The best thing about being live in the studio is we see some of our colleagues.
Yeah.
So we might grab a guest. We might grab you a special guest in just a moment.
Well, you know, in fact, that show that comes on after Busted Pencils.
What's that show? Something about a nightlight or something?
Yeah, man. Maybe,
something light
maybe
bright?
Maybe get that guy to come over. His name's Pete. Pete, I think.
Petey boy.
Pete Chihuahua next. Busted Pencils.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Up North News Radio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Ah, there it is. Luke Mathers is on the board. Busted Pencils. Fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. The number 855-752-4842. Live Civic Media headquarters. Johnny Lupinacci, Tim Slecker. We're here. Yeah. You know why, Johnny?
This week is popping off
tomorrow
in Madison.
Tomorrow night, man. Tomorrow night, Minocqua Brewery.
NBC, baby.
Live broadcast. And you know why? Because Busted Pencils is sponsored by Minocqua Brewing Company, who sued the state of Wisconsin to end the parasitic voucher system that hurts its public schools. Minocqua Brewing Company is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can buy the progressive beer. And I tell you what, I know where. tomorrow night.
I was going to say,
right
at least
the Monocle
tomorrow
Brewer
night.
Tap room. Come on out, buy some progressive beer, check it out, hang out with us. Because
we're gonna do the show live.
We're gonna do the show live. But live. You know, yep. And again, great, you know, talking about Title IX today, the gun violence, the civic or the civil disobedience, and whether or not, you know, how we approach this. Is it, you know, Gaza, Israel? It's complex, it's complicated. But yet, Johnny, you said the clarification of going, but civil disobedience in a democracy has to be protected, and we have to allow its practice to occur.
Yeah, and all these young people just saying no to war.
Yeah.
I mean, no to genocide. And I mean, and this is the era they're growing up in. We all remember learning about things happening around the world and asking the question, what would we do if we were alive when that was going on? Well, here we all are. Mm. And so these young people who are doing that right and exercising their civil liberties, and we know that's not everyone, but that's the case in all things. Also, we're teachers, and so teachers out there, it's our job to make sure young people are guided so that they have the tools and the proper avenues to, you know, express their dissent. But, you know, that's a topic that we'll bring some experts
we've got some great guests lined up.
Definitely not a last segment issue.
But, you know, the civic media listener, though, so you, after Busted Pencils.
Yeah.
We don't want you to leave.
No, man.
Because there's an awesome show right after Busted Pencils.
It keeps the light on for
keeps
you,
the
man.
Light. It's the nightlight. Pete Schwabba. Pete Schwabba.
And we got him here. He's in the studio.
We got him here in the studio with us, Pete. What's happening?
You know, it would have been so funny if you guys invited me in here and then just didn't address me at all until the end of the show.
Yeah, we
that would have been comedy gold.
Yeah.
Thank you, though.
I thought that they were 25% of the way there.
Yeah.
I could see
that would have been beautiful.
We could see you there looking so okay.
I'm here with two doctors. It's a little intimidating, so
oh,
just
man.
Bear with me.
No stethoscopes though, so don't you know.
I was here for a physical, but if you just want to if you want to keep it to all the
You look
fine.
You look good.
Do I?
Yeah, you could say two doctors said Pete looks good.
That's exactly right. Well, and we love the show, man. We love what you're doing on there. And you know, like, I mean, I watch a ton of TVs and a ton of TV shows, a ton of movies. So I love when you're chopping it up and talking about all that stuff because,
thank you.
You know, so I got to ask you though, while we have you, and I know we don't have a ton of time, but off the cuff, you know, what are some of your recommendations or your favorite things? So like I bring a lot of that media into my classroom and I work with teachers. So you have any suggestions or shows that you recommend that, you know, that
for kids?
That are about life in schools or even just comedy.
Like the
and
Breakfast Club. Breakfast
wow.
Club.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Breakfast.
Okay.
Listen, my favorite movie that was set in a school was probably Election. It's an Alexander Payne film. Matthew Broderick, Reese Witherspoon. Love it, love it, love it. Probably not good for young kids, but
no. But if you're out there and you're a teacher, you know, you want like movies or films that are about the world you're in.
Well, you guys are educating future teachers, right?
All the time.
We're not talking about children here, Pete. We're talking about what future teachers can use in their classrooms.
And us too, man. I'm just like, what can I throw on?
Right.
What's your best education recommendation, Pete?
Ask my wife. She's a teacher. The principal, James Belushi. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I love the movie Dead Poets Society.
Absolutely.
That is one of my favorite. Classic. Like we've all had teachers like that who have inspired us. And you know, I one of my least favorite things is the phrase those who can't do teach, because it's such nonsense.
Yep.
And it's like those who teach inspire. And I've had teachers in my life that have given me the courage to follow things and do things that I wouldn't have had otherwise, you know. Yeah. So I love like Dead Poets Society, Election. Breakfast Club is great. There's so many good ones.
You made me think my favorite, those who can't teach pass laws about teaching.
Oh, my gosh.
right.
Okay. So I used to have that on a T-shirt. Those
That's
who
great.
Can't teach pass laws about teaching. We see that so often.
Well, as what a teacher, we used to say, too, those who can't teach end up downtown at the district office.
Right.
One of my favorites, though, Pete, when you're thinking about this, is Nick Nolte, Teachers. You remember?
Oh, that? Right.
You know, and, the guy who played Bert on Soap was he came in, remember, he kind of walked in and showed up as a substitute, and he it was mentally unstable, but he was like, ended up being the best teacher they were there because he would dress up like George Washington. I can't remember the actor who played that guy, but
Richard Mulligan, right?
I think so.
From Soap. You know, that was set in Columbus, Ohio, I think. I don't remember much about the movie, though, but
Yeah.
And what's the other one? Abbott Elementary.
I was going to say, that's my favorite
fun
right
show,
now.
Yeah. I've only seen a few episodes, but I love it.
It's funny.
Really,
it's good. It's spot on. It's a, you know, spin-off. You out there, check it out. It's a spinoff, kind of like set like The Office. It's like, shot like the show The Office, but it's set in an elementary, urban elementary school in Philadelphia. And as a former urban ed teacher, I mean, I laugh.
You identify.
But I also identify. And I wondered when that show come out, would anybody not in education find it like entertaining and good? And it is. It's hit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that show slaps. Check it out.
Mm. It's so the scene I love the most, I literally laughed out loud, was the teacher who was out talking. She said, my class is covered. And they cut inside. It's the custodian saying with the Illuminati written on the board.
Yeah, it's a good show.
No, it is. And so Pete, what's coming up on Nightlight this week?
Wow. I got a lot of good guests this week. Tonight we have Matt Miller from onmilwaukee.com. We're talking movies and the Milwaukee Film Festival. Melissa Kay from Civic Media will be on. She worked on an independent film she's going to talk about. My buddy Johnny Campanera, a comedian actor, is going to come on. John and I played wiffle ball semi-professionally when I lived in L.A. We had a friend who had a wiffle stadium. That's what you do when you don't know what to do with your money. You build a wiffle stadium with lights and everything.
Right.
So, yeah, and then I've got an author, Roger Rappaport, coming on later in the week. A lot of good guests. It's going to be a fun week of shows.
It's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded education talk. Our guest, Pete Chwaba, Nightlight, coming up tonight right after Busted Pencils.
Right.
I hear that music, too. It's, you man, know. Holy cow, Pete.
Flies, huh?
Can we have you on again sometime?
Yeah, I mean, are you sure you want to have me on longer than 3 minutes?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
seriously, guys, what is this?
I
you were
definitely
on my show
do.
For like a half hour,
I know,
Tim.
I'm sorry, Pete.
Good
I'm
Lord.
So sorry.
Yeah.
You owe me.
Yeah,
I
we
do.
More time with Pete.
Thanks a lot, you guys.
Yeah, coming up, Nightlight. Check it out. Busted Pencils. We're out.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Civic Media. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A new round of storms battering Texas, already facing catastrophic flooding from swollen rivers. Heavy rain this week, flooding towns, closing roads, shutting down schools, tornadoes leaving wreckage in their wake. Also in Texas, serious bribery charges against Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar.
2 years after FBI agents raided his Texas home, Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife Imelda indicted by the Justice Department on charges of conspiracy, bribery, and money laundering. In a statement, Cuellar writing, I want to be clear that both my wife and I are innocent of these allegations.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Emotional testimony at Donald Trump's hush money trial. One of former President Trump's most loyal aides, Hope Hicks, breaking down on the stand as she described pressure on Trump's 2016 campaign dealing with Stormy Daniels just after the release of the Access Hollywood tape. A plane's landing gear collapsing at Houston's Hobby Airport Friday evening. 31 people on board. One crew member went to the hospital with minor injuries. This is ABC News. CIA Director Bill Burns now in Egypt, participating in talks concerning the Israeli hostages in Gaza. ABC News foreign correspondent Tom Sophie Borage is in Tel Aviv with the latest.
The Israeli government has suggested, and this seems to be their position, that they want to keep the window open to go into Rafah at some point in the future to try and take out the remaining Hamas battalions, which they say are hiding in that city. We're told by Egyptian state TV that the Hamas delegation will go back to Cairo, where the head of the CIA has now landed. and that process will continue tomorrow. There are unconfirmed reports, we can't confirm these, that the Israeli government has given Hamas a one-week deadline.
Two people have been arrested after a road rage incident that resulted in the shooting and death of a man in Indiana, say state police. Andre Brisky was charged with murder, and Shauna Rowland was charged with assisting a criminal following the May 1st road rage incident. The family of the victim, Ryan Hawkins, says he was deaf. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes